know it's
time.
Oh, yes, it is.
Time.
Yeah, yeah.
Time.
To make this
world,
yeah, yeah,
a better place.
Yes, it is. Once again, it is time to dress ourselves in light. Glory to God. It's time to make this world a better place. And it's not that hard to do either if we put on the mind of Christ and walk in the light as he is in the light. Hello, my name is Ed Gutfeld, and you're just in time for this timely broadcast in the times of the Gentiles, for the times and seasons of our life. We have the message of faith and the message of hope and the message of love that conquers all the darkness. And we are looking forward to something beautiful, something supernatural, something wonderful from heaven for this beautiful broadcast. We're glad you're with us. And it is time. And we are so glad to be bringing God's word to you and God's grace to you in maybe a different format than you're used to hearing. But nonetheless, it's still the truth, and it's still fun. It's still the way, and we're doing some things that God has put on our hearts for years to do, but we get a chance to do them now. Hey, this first half hour is sponsored by a wonderful sponsor of ours, and that is the sponsor of 2Core 10-4. And if you've not heard of 2Core 10-4, then just give a listen. Has your mind been plagued and bombarded with the high traffic of vain imaginations? Have the thoughts and accusations from the father of lies been jamming and congesting the freeways of your mind? Do human reasonings and haughty intellectual arrogance overcrowd and clog the corridors and throughways of your thinking? Then it's time you tried 2Core 10-4. 2Core 10-4 was first introduced by the Apostle Paul around 56 AD. 2Core 10-4 carries the anointing of God and has been overpowering mental congestion for centuries. Known by its full name, 2 Corinthians 10-4, this passage of Spirit and Life has been eliminating stress and anxiety through its authoritative casting down power. Yes, the thoughts are cast down when the believer addresses them so in the mighty name of Jesus. When this gospel is applied, the mental traffic and congestion is cleared up and all thoughts of peace prevail. When 2Core 10-4 is on the job, the traffic report is clear and smooth sailing. You can find 2Core 10-4 in the New Testament in the book of 2 Corinthians, right after 1 Corinthians and just before Galatians. 2Core 10-4, a spiritual weapon to fight and beat the mental traffic jam. Apply it today and be at peace in moments. That's right, 2 Corinthians 10-4, and a song to illustrate that. Old man's rubble, the Imperials.
Are you living in an old man's rubble? Are you listening? Are you walking with the necessary burdens? Are you trying to take them upon yourself? If you are, then you're living in bondage, and you know that's bad for your spiritual health. Are you trying to live by your emotions? Are you putting your faith in what you feel and see? Then you're living just to satisfy your passions, and you better be careful, cause you're being deceived. Are you living in an old man's rubble? Are you listening to the father of lies? If you are, then you're headed for trouble. If you listen too long, you'll eventually die. Are you living in an old man's rubble? Are you listening to the father of lies? If you are, then you're headed for trouble. If you listen too long, you'll eventually die. Are you puzzled by the way that you're behaving? Do you wonder why you do the things you do? Are you troubled by your lack of resistance? Do you feel that something's got a hold on you? Well, deep within you there's a spiritual battle. There's a voice of the darkness and a voice of the light. And just by listening you made a decision, cause the voice you hear is gonna win the fight.
Are you living in a as a new creation. If you're listening to the Father of Light, then you're living in a mighty fortress, and you're gonna be clothed in power and might.
That's the key. Living as a new creation, listening to the Father of Lights. Yeah, he'll cause you to be filled with power and might. We don't have to live in an old man's rubble. We're not born that way. We're not recreated that way. And that was maybe our past, but that's certainly not our future, and it's definitely not our present. And so we need to rise up and take up our place in what God has given to us and live as a new creation. You know, it's we started off the program talking about 2 Cor 10:4, our wonderful sponsor this half hour. 2 Corinthians 10:4 is such a powerful scripture. That verse 3 says, "The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Somebody said, where are the strongholds? Are they floating around our city? Are they way up in the stratosphere? No, they're right there in your brain, in your head, and in your mind. And they are spiritual attacks oftentimes. Sometimes we let our own mind wander around the block and we get ourselves in trouble. But God, you know, has given us even an answer for that. And we can learn how not to do that. But by the same token, there are spiritual attacks. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, not natural, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Somebody said, how do I know that I have a stronghold? It's because something has a strong hold on you, and you can't just excuse it for a second. You've got to address it with something bigger than your mind. Somebody said, don't worry, be happy. Well, that doesn't always work. And you can tell yourself positive thinking only works a certain way. And besides, there's no relationship involved with God in positive thinking like that. But this is directly involved with a relationship with God. And you can yield yourself to God. And it says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And so when that happens, it says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. And so when we fight this way, we're not walking by faith. We're not walking by sight. We're walking by faith. And the weapons of our warfare are mighty to pull those things down. Now, somebody said, well, you know, I didn't get that right the first time. Well, this song is about that. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Look at it this way. In some ways, it's like working out. It's like exercising with your muscles. And if you continue to work out, if you continue to exercise faith, you're going to gain the victory. If you'll just start with a place, and that's not an excuse to go out and do the wrong thing, but many, many, many saints of God are trying to do the right thing, and they get hit between the eyes, and they feel condemned. Well, I got news for you. There's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. And you just keep going after the right thing. And this is Don Francisco, and I really enjoy this song. It says that there's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. Let's give a listen.
Sitting by my window on a rainy afternoon, everything inside my head was playing out of tune. I was thinking of the fool I'd made of me the night before, in front of God and everyone I'd sinned and sinned some more. Well, I thought of all the things I'd done, I winced at things I'd said, I wallowed in self-pity, I hung my worried head. And right when I was so far down that even up looked wrong, that That's when Jesus gave to me the chorus of this song. He said, Satan, the accuser, has been whispering in your ear. You just tell him you're forgiven. He's got no business here. 'Cause it doesn't matter what you've done. It matters what you'll be. There is no condemnation when the Son has set you free. Say that right away the sun burst through the clouds, and I just started singing on that chorus right out loud. But actually I moped around and blew another day before I let myself accept the words I'd heard him say. He said, Satan, the accuser, has been whispering in your ear. You just tell him you're forgiven. He's got no business here. 'Cause it doesn't matter what you've done. It matters what you'll be. There is no condemnation when the Son has set you free. So I can't criticize you now if you want to take your time. Cling to all your problems just the way I come to mind. But now you've got the answer Jesus wanted you to know. He'll take your sin and guilt away if you'll just let them go. And if Satan the accuser has been whispering in your ear, you just tell him you're forgiven. He's got no business here. 'Cause it doesn't matter what you've done, it matters what you'll be. There is no condemnation when the Son has set you free. There is no condemnation when the Son has set you free.
Yeah, we're casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And that's where we are really finding great reward in our walk with God. And as the song was saying, it doesn't always happen the first time. It doesn't always work, and it works. But what I'm saying is you don't start walking in full maturity the first time you ever apply the scripture. And I think that that's really important to understand that, especially when you look at verse 6 of that passage. It says, "And being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." So often people are so quick to judge others, how quickly they grow up and master certain things of their walk. But, you know, you got to get your own obedience going. But what we can do is exhort one another and help one another along, and edify one another, and keep going at it. I asked the Lord one time. I said, Lord, I've disappointed you on this one, and I want the victory on it. And you know, you don't automatically just settle everything in your heart and mind. There's things you have to have your mind renewed on, and you need the help of the Holy Spirit, and certain thoughts can keep coming back to your mind, and you just got to fight them. But anyway, I was just feeling condemned that, you know, I wasn't getting the victory as fast as I wanted to. And I had to remember the scripture. And now this is going to sound crazy to some people, but the Bible said, how often shall your brother sin against you and you forgive him? And Peter said, 7 times, Lord? And the Lord said, no, 70 times 7. You know, and I can just hear a Pharisee and a Sadducee out there saying, oh, you can't do that. That's too much grace. They'll just take advantage of that and they'll just keep sinning. Well, no. If you keep coming back and you keep coming back and you keep coming back, then you're going to get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And pretty soon you won't have to keep coming back because you just stayed. And that's what I found so many times in my life. I just keep coming back to Jesus. And I love something Brother Copeland said many years ago. He said, your sin is none of the devil's business. And boy, you ought to get that in your heart and just absolutely chew on that, meditate on it, thank God for it. It's between you and the Father. And you take it through the Son, and he said, if you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you, cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because you know what? Sin shall have no dominion over you. That's what Romans 6 says. That's our goal. And I mean, that's true. It's been bought and paid for. It's our legal right and standing. But what I'm saying is there's something that has dominion. Our goal is saying, hey, you know what? The foundation of my faith is the word. The word says, sin shall not have dominion over me. And I'm not going to allow this thing to have dominion over me. And I love the way David Ingalls puts it into music. This is a song called Sin Has No Dominion Over Me. It's very country, but it's all gospel. It's all the word. Sin shall have no dominion over me or you. Shout about it. Get excited. David Ingalls, Sin Shall Have No Dominion Over Me.
Satan never wanted me to see the total of the cross at Calvary. That Jesus Christ, my hero, reduced him to a zero, rose up from the grave victoriously. Sin has no dominion over me. I am free. I am free. Jesus broke the chains that fettered me. I am free. I am free. When I called for Jesus to come in, there I was, a new creation being. God rescued me from failure, gave to me his nature, recreated me a priest and king. Sin has no dominion over me. I am free. I am free. Jesus broke the chains that fettered me. I am free. I am free. Brand new man, that's what you see. Sin consciousness is fading rapidly. By meditating day and night, I began to see the light, that I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. And sin has no dominion over me. I am free. I am free. Jesus broke the chains that fettered me. I am free. I am free. Sin has no dominion over me. I am free. I am free. Jesus broke the chains that fettered me.
Yes, sin has no dominion over me. Why? Because we're free in the name of Jesus. And, you know, the scripture is very plain. You don't have to guess. You don't have to wonder. It says, knowing that, Romans 6, 9, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died in sin once. In that he lives unto God. Likewise, in the same way, that's pretty profound. Reckon, account yourselves also. Reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield your members as instruments of righteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God, as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. Here it is. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Sin shall have no dominion over me. I am free. I am free. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Sin shall not have dominion over you. That's what he said. He said, sin shall not have dominion over you. Come on now. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Can you sing that? Can you say that out loud? Sin shall not have dominion over me. That's right, because we've been promised by God. You know, we've been promised by God that sin shall not have dominion over us. So, you know, I think we need to think about it. We need to say it. We need to dance and whatever way we can, we need to bring that to our thinking, that there is victory and sin have no dominion over us. Come on, sing it again.
I am free.
Yeah.
I am free.
Jesus broke the chains.
Jesus broke the chains that fettered me. I am free. I am free. When I called for Jesus to come in,
that's all it takes. Call for
him. There I was, a new creation.
We're born again by God.
God rescued me from failure. Gave to me his nature.
That's the new birth.
Recreated me a priest and king.
That's so we can sing this song. Come on.
Sin has no dominion over me. I am free.
Don't be afraid to say it.
I am free.
We're free.
Jesus broke the chains that fettered me.
Yeah.
I am free. I am free.
You know, a lot of people are afraid to say things like that. But you can't be afraid to say that. That's the gospel, man. That is the truth of the word of God. And if you can't say that, then you have no business saying anything. Because God, the scripture said, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And sin shall not have dominion over you. For, you know, we are not under the power of sin anymore. We're under the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we need to do something else. You know, we need to do something. I love this song by Rita Springer. It just gets me going every time I hear it. We love to sing it. It's one of the songs that you just cannot stop singing because it's got so much life in it, so much truth. And it's one of those songs where you just got to say something about yourself. You're not used to saying. It's, I'm going to rise up. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm going to rise up.
Among the people, I am blessed among the nations. I am blessed because I am loved by you. I am loved and highly favored, saved by the grace of a mighty Savior. I am blessed because I am.
That's right, we have to. The Bible says in Ephesians 1 and 3 that we are blessed in Christ Jesus. Yeah, in Him we are blessed. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. And that is so true. We've come out of an old man's rubble, you know. When we came to God, we were all living in an old man's rubble. And we had no leg to stand on. We had nothing to bring to God except our old self. And God brought us and washed us and cleansed us. And He had to teach us that there's no condemnation for those in Christ. Some of you may be just new in the Lord, just finding that out. There's no reason to be condemned. You're in God. You're in Christ. You're in Christ. Yeah, but I got things to change. I know, but He's working with you. And He brings you as a brand new child to Himself. And He says, I love you. I loved you as much before you came to me, as much as I love you now, as much as I'll love you 15 years from now. Because it's not based on your works. It's based on the fact that I created you and I love you. And I'm your Father and Jesus is your elder brother. And the Holy Spirit is the power of God to help you and rise up. And then we learn that sin has no dominion over us. Not only that we are not condemned, but sin has no dominion over us. That's why we could rise up and call ourselves blessed and bless the Lord. And all those times when the enemy comes to just park at your brain and say you can't do it because you just had a bad thought, you just tell him, I'm rising up. I'm calling myself blessed because my Father calls me blessed. That's why we're so excited about Team Edify. I can't stop thinking about this, can't stop talking about it, won't stop talking about it. There's so much necessity for edification in the world today. And I was thinking about this, and we've said this before, that what does a plant need more than anything else? It needs good soil. It needs sun. It needs to keep the birds away. It needs to keep the weeds away. But it also needs a lot of water. It needs water, water, and a lot of water, and more water. And after that, it needs water and more water. And if water is a kind of edification, it comes and says, here, let me just pour this on you right now and edify you, build you up, and bring you to a place you never known before. I remember one time we got back from ministering in Monterey for a few days, and we live in California, and Monterey is about a 3.5-hour drive, you know. So we came back from Monterey, and it gets very hot here in the summertime in Marin County. And it was very hot, and the plants we had on our patio, they're usually just standing straight up, just looking towards the sun and waving their arms at God. But these were bowed down, and not only were they bowed down, they weren't prostrate, they were dying. And I was just overwhelmed because they were just, I mean, absolutely just laid down. I didn't think there was any chance, and we had a prayer meeting that night, so I just put some water in there, and you know, I preached that night, woo, glory to God, because those things were, by the time prayer meeting came, they were just standing up there praising God again, lifting their hands to heaven, and you know, that's what people are like. People just need a word of edification. They need somebody to come and bless their soul and just tell them, you know, something great about God's word. So why don't you join Team Edify? Listen to our spot and just get on the website and just sign up. Amen. Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We're a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will let God edify us, bring edification to those around us, and trust God to meet and edify someone new each and every day. As a team member, you'll receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a membership certificate, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify Revolution, simply log on to edifytoday.com and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times full of deception, lies, and depression, but we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifytoday.com. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifytoday.com. That's edifytoday.com. Come on now, it's time to get involved with the things of God. Get involved with Team Edify. It's time for the reign of God every day in your life.
It's time for the reign of God. It's time for your light to shine. It's time for the kingdom of our God to be revealed. It's time for authority. It's time for your majesty. It's time for the kingdom of our God to be revealed. In these days of wars and famines, in these days when hearts grow cold, in these days of growing darkness, there's a story to be told. So we gather in the Spirit, we lift up a prayer of faith, we proclaim the mighty word of God, the power in your name. It's time for the reign of God. It's time for your light to shine. It's time for the kingdom.
Time for the reign of God, R-E-I-G-N, God's reign in his life. Amen. That's some authority right there. That's the truth. It's time for the reign of God. Why? God's delivered us from an old man's rubble. There's no condemnation for those in Christ. And Romans 6:14 says, sin shall not have dominion over you. No, you're not under any obligation to serve sin. You're under an obligation to serve God because he's love. He loves you so much and he loves me so much. And it's time to just get ourselves in a position of receiving from Him and putting on the mind of Christ and not letting our minds wander. And, you know, just set your affection on God. Set your affection on God. What do you mean? It's like setting yourself on this podcast. When you had to make up your mind, it didn't just get turned on. You had to make up your mind to go there. And when you did that, you made a choice. Somebody say, but I'm so used to some other choices. And, you know, yeah, well, you could be used to eating too much sugar, too, and it'd kill you. And you could be used to doing a lot of things. But spirit and life come from the word of God. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Well, guess what? The other words are spirit and death. And a lot of, especially in music and stuff, oh, my goodness. You talk about death, people singing about the blues and singing about this and singing about that and how this guy did me wrong, that guy did me wrong, I lost my dog, lost my car, lost everything, and, you know, it's hard, it's a hard way to go, and so on and so forth. And you sing songs that you don't agree with in your spirit, and it confuses you. And we need to think on things that are above. The Bible tells us to think on things that are good and lovely and of a good report, and if there be any virtue or any praise, think on these things. And that's what the Lord wants us to do. You know, you're not the one with the blues. The devil's the one that's got the blues. Why? Well, he said in James chapter 4, he said, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Why? Because God gives more grace. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. If you humble yourself under God's hand, God will just give you more grace. And you just submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and the devil will flee from you. If you draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. And we got to get rid of all the double-mindedness, though. You can't be thinking about God, thinking about the devil. Just lift. I tell this to people all the time, and some people, I don't want to do that. Well, you know what? I just lift up my hands. I just tell myself, Eddie, you're going to praise God right now. You're going to give thanks. You're going to make up your mind right now. It's hard to, you know, to not follow through with your hands lifted up. And so I just tell my flesh, you got to serve God. And my mind listens to my hands when they're up in the air, you know. And that's just a blessing. So if I submit myself to God, I resist the devil. He flees. The Bible said in the Greek there, he says he runs in stark terror. Well, you know what that tells me? That tells me that when our wonderful friend Ben Farrell wrote this song, he was right. The devil is the one that has the blues. He's the one with the blues.
There's no more sadness in my life.
Come on now.
There's no more poverty. All those dark clouds of sin, they're gone. All that misery. I'm filled with joy and laughter. Hey, no more reason to cry. If you'd like to know, my friend, here's a reason why. I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. It is just to know I'm a child of God and I've watched the white snow. I've been reborn by the blood of Jesus. Well, I've been reborn by the blood of the Lamb. How sweet it is, how nice it is, just tell it to the devil, and I'll tell it to my friends. I'll thank my heavenly Father every day, and I'll travel around this old wide world and follow where he leads me. I'll tell everybody Jesus is away, 'cause I've been redeemed. Thank you. I tell it to my friend. I thank my heavenly Father every day. I travel around this old wide world, follow where he leads me. I tell everybody Jesus is the way, 'cause I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, how sweet it is, how nice it is just to know I'm a child of God and I'm washed white as snow. Washed white as snow. Washed white as snow, 'cause I've been redeemed.
We got to learn to say it. We've been redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let those that have been redeemed say so. We got to learn to start talking like that. And God has done something in Christ for us that causes our light to shine. Not only does the devil have the blues, and not only do we get to tell him, get under our feet, and you're going to flee in terror, but God puts something inside of us that we could just shine. Bob Kilpatrick wrote a song, "Let It Shine Like That." We need to start shining. We shine with our confession. We shine with our words. We shine with our countenance. We shine with words of edification, exhortation, and comfort. This is our heritage, to be a city lit up for God, a lampstand that shows forth good works. This is Bob Kilpatrick.
Let your light so shine before men, that they will see your good works, and then they'll glorify your Father in heaven. Let it shine like that. City on a hill can't be hidden. A lamp on the stand should be lit, and all the light it has will be given away. Let it shine like that. Carry it up to the mountain high so the people all can see. Carry the cross of the one who died to set the captives free. Burning like a flame that dances on fire when the wind grows wild and still. Let the trumpet sound till the sleeping. Lay your hands and let the lame come leaping. Let it shine like that. Bring the poor and the dejected in. Let the dead come to life again. Let the year of Jubilee begin. Let it shine like that. Lift up the gates to the King of Glory, seated on the throne. Open the doors of the sanctuary, bring the wanderers home. Burn like a fire that dances on the fire when the wind grows wild. It was still the fire. Burn, burn, burn.
Bob Kilpatrick and his band, and that's called "Let It Shine Like That." That's powerful. You know, that is what God wanted us to do from the very beginning, to shine, just to shine. You know, I want to play this for you. This is, I suppose, maybe a little cheesy, but the sentiment in there is very powerful. It's called Jack the Positive Donkey. You can find it on YouTube and listen. I'm going to read it to you. The music's a little cheesy, but it's okay. It kind of wakes us up, you know. And so Jack the Donkey. Yeah. One day, a farmer's donkey called Jack fell into a well. Panicking, Jack cried out loud from the well, begging for the farmer to save his life. The farmer thought of ways trying to save Jack. He even got his neighbors to help. They tried to use a net, a rope, a stick, and all kinds of tools trying to pull him up, but nothing happened. At the end of the day, exhausted, the farmer decided to give up. However, he couldn't bear hearing Jack cry to death, so he decided to bury Jack. He invited all his neighbors to come over and begin to shovel dirt into the well. With every shovel of dirt that hit the back of Jack, he would shake it off and take a step up. With each shovel of dirt on his back, Jack would shake it off and step up. Pretty soon, Jack stepped up over the edge of the well and trotted off. Is life throwing you dirt? Well, shake it off and step up. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue which rises against you in judgment shall be condemned. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, saith the Lord. Isaiah 54:17. Glory to God. You know, that's pretty cool. We got to shake it off and step up. And God's given that to us. He's given it to us in Christ. And it's not just, God's just not trying to be, you know, a positive thinker kind of thing. He's given us weapons of our warfare. And I want you to know the power of the Holy Spirit is raining down on us. We don't just have a promise. We don't just have a scripture. We have the Holy Spirit with that promise, with that scripture. We have a living Savior who rose from the dead. And God has given us grace. And in the background, Delirious is going absolutely berserk with the power of God. Because the reign of God is here. It's raining, church. It's raining, people. Let's rise up. Let's get wet.
The sky is headed. Feels like the winds are good sent. Beneath my feet, the earth is ready. I know it's time for heaven's rain. It's gonna
rain down. Oh, right where you are, just lift your hands and just ask God for more of His Spirit. Just a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you so much that we can just bask in your glory. Lord, that you've delivered us from a rubble, an old man's rubble. You've delivered us from a life of mundane selfishness, pride, and greed. And Lord, you've brought us out of a life of condemnation and guilt and inferiority. And you've brought us to a place of no condemnation. And not only did you give us your Holy Spirit, not only did you cleanse us, and not only did you make us new creations, but you told us that sin would not have dominion over us. What a powerful truth that is. Sin would not have any dominion over us. Romans 6:14, we don't have to live under the dominion of sin anymore. That our thoughts don't have to be held captive. We can bring every thought to captivity to the obedience of Christ, casting down all those wicked imaginations. We found something we can do about the warfare that goes on in our minds. And we don't have to just cast down imaginations. We can actually lift our hands and rise up, because we're blessed, and rise up and walk with God and talk with God and take His hand and He'll take our hand, and we'll go and work together in the vineyard of the Lord and go to the house of the Lord and and worship with other believers. We're rising up. It's time for the reign of God, because God is not just saving us from ourselves. He's reigning in our lives that we might live victoriously, that we might just, not just as people say, I'm a survivor. No, we're an overcomer. We're going and taking other people and saying, hey, come along with us. There's something good about God, that He loves you too as much as He loves me. And so that's happening, that it's time for the reign of God. And the devil's been put under our feet, because we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And we're telling the devil we've been redeemed. And when he snips at our heels and he tries to bring us down, we tell him, you get behind me. You get behind me. I submit myself to God. I resist the devil and he flees. You're the one that's got the blues. And then we just have that light shining on the inside of us. Let it shine like that. We heard from Bob Kilpatrick. Let it shine like that. Let that light shine inside of you. Let it rain down, as Delirious sung. Let it rain down every day, fresh anointing, fresh oil from heaven, fresh water to refresh our soul in the midst of a dry and weary land where there is no water. There's spiritual water. Jesus said, the water that I give you, you'll not thirst again. You drink that other water, you'll thirst. We want to end this broadcast, or actually we'll be back right after this song. We want to do one more song, the Song of Moses. Is a very powerful song by Aaron Keyes. We play it a lot here, and it just talks about the triumph of Christ, the triumph of where we are in Him, what it means to live a victorious life.
Oh, the Lord, our strength and song, highest praise to Him belongs. Christ the Lord, our conquering King, your name we raise, your triumph sing. Praise the Lord, our mighty warrior. Praise the Lord, the glorious one. By His hand we stand in victory, and by His name we
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. By your name we overcome. What a way to end the program. That's powerful. That is Aaron Keyes, the Song of Moses. My goodness, that'll set you straight. Our minds need to be set on something from heaven. And that's why we have this broadcast. It's to edify people, to cause us to think higher thoughts, walk in higher ways, to be lifted up to where we're going God's way. You know, the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. But God invites us. He invites us to think his thoughts. He invites us to walk in his ways. He invites us to walk hand in hand with him. Jesus said, I call you friends, because a servant doesn't know what his Lord does. He lets us know what he's doing. And we don't have to know every detail. We have a strong enough impression from his throne. A strong enough impression from his throne to take us to the next step, to take us to the next level, and to be prepared for every day that every one of our thoughts, well, that sounds overwhelming to some people, but you know, the Holy Spirit's there to help you with it. We just go over this one more time and then we'll close up, because I just feel so good to recap this. We're not living in an old man's rubble anymore. No way. We're not old creatures anymore. We're new creations. And the sin and the things of our life, God is washing us. When you bring them to him, he washes them. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There is a new creation and a new revelation. There's the old things are passed away, the new has come. There's sin shall not have dominion over us. We're not only new creatures, but we've been given authority and we've been given power to walk with God, that sin would not rule and reign over us. We've been given his name by which to police the enemy against us, and say, in the name of Jesus, you get behind me. And we can rise up with God. We can rise up and walk with him. And that's what we've been called to do. Rise up because we're blessed. We can rise up because we're blessed. Because it's time for the reign of God. It's time for God to reign in our marriages, in our family, in our churches, and in our homes, in our businesses. It's time for God to reign in our minds, just the way we think. Let the reign of God just begin to absolutely show itself. And the devil's the one that's got the blues. We don't have the blues. We've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We tell the devil, get under our feet. We say, Satan, get behind me. We say, we submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee. We're shining like a lamp on a hill. Glory to God, a city on a hill. We're shining with good works, that our Father, we may glorify our Father when in heaven. So we shine like that, by the presence of the Holy Spirit. And that Spirit is raining down on us, fresh anointing every single day, fresh water. We're in a dry and weary land, but we're not dry and weary people. We have a wonderful God who refreshes our soul. We drink from the well of Jesus, and we don't have to thirst again anymore. And thank God, we reign with him. We reign with the Lord. And that's what we're doing. God is reigning, and we're reigning with him. And thank God, he holds our hand and says, come and reign with me. Let's do kingdom work together. And we say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Go to edifytoday.com. Sign up for Team Edify. Get involved with the things of God. Support your church. Support what you're supposed to do. Be faithful. Be faithful at home. Be faithful with your children. Be faithful with your wife. Be faithful with your friends. A faithful man, who can find? It's time. That's what the name of this program. It is time. It's always time. It's God's time. Everything counts. It's Super Bowl time. It's World Series time. It's World Cup. Everything is all counting. Every word, every deed can be done to the glory of God. It's time. Keep shouting the victory. Tell somebody. You got to keep telling it. It's time to rise up and declare the greatness of our God. Amen. Until next time, don't put anything off. Don't put it off anymore, because it is time.